नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ लॉर्ड एंड गुरु एंड गौरांग, वी हैव बीन एबल टू कंप्लीट सिक्स कैंटो, दैट इज भक्ति बायो। सो नाउ स्टार्ट्स भक्ति वेदांत, द सेवेंथ कैंटो। सेवेंथ कैंटो ऑल्सो दी ऑल दी कैंटोज आर द bodily limbs of the Lord. Just as I said, first canto and second canto are his two lotus feet. Third and fourth are his two thighs. Fifth is the navel. Sixth is his chest. Seventh and eighth are his two hands. Ninth is his neck. Tenth is his lotus face. 11th is his head. And 12th is the kiriti or that head, and the head, mukuta, kiriti. And this way, and also as you know, there are 10 subjects. So here in the 7th canto, we will be listening to Uttaya. Uttaya means karma bhasana, that desire for work, something like that. Uttaya. So, in the beginning of seventh canto, first chapter, Parikshit Maharaj was asking this question because he had, after hearing sixth canto, he saw that Lord has acted partially. He has acted differently to demigods and to the demons, but God is equal to all. That's why he asked this question. Sama Priya Srut Brahman Bhutanan Bhagavan Swayam Indrasyarche Katan Daityan Avadhit Vishamo Ratha. That is, the Lord, my dear Brahmana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, being everyone's well-wisher, is equal and extremely dear to everyone. How then did he become partial like a common man for the sake of Indra and thus kill Indra's enemies? How can a person equal to everyone be partial to some and inimical toward others? So this was his doubt. So here Vishnu Chakur Thakur in his commentary says that he is equal to all sama. So samasya katang vaishamyam. He is equal to all. Then how we see unequality? Then priya is very dear to others. Then priyasya katang asuresu priti abhava. How then he has not such affinity or dearness to these demons? Priti abhava. Then another point is, he is sama priya shruhud, he is very friendly to others. Then how shruhudasya katham tesu asahrudah? He asked Indra to bring the body of Dadichi from the bone to create this badra and to kill Vrutas, all these things. So these are something confusing. So Sukadeva Goswami answered those questions. That he says, Nirgunopi yajo abhyakto Bhagavan prakurte parha Somaya gunamavishya Bhadya Bhadavatan Vata. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is always transcendental to material qualities. And therefore he is called Nirguna, or without qualities. Because he is unborn, he doesn't have a material body to be subjected to attachment and hatred. Although the Lord is always above material existence, through his spiritual potency, he appeared and acted like an ordinary human being, accepting duties and obligations apparently like a conditioned soul. In this way, he answered the questions. So he says, very important point, that is in 27 verse, that Jatha Bhairan Bandhani Martya Tanmayatam Yat Na Tatha Bhakti Yogena Ikime Nishita Matihi. That is, he says, Jatha Bhairan Bandhana. As one thinks Krishna, the Lord, as enemy, is Bhairava. Bhairava means enemy. In that way, Narad Muni continued. Here Narad said, okay. Then the point is, while answering the questions, he quoted Narada's teachings, Narada's instruction to Yudhishthira Maharaj. He said that your grandfather, Yudhishthira Maharaj, was doing a Rajasya Yajna. There, Shishupala, he rebuked the Lord like anything, criticized the Lord. And all the other persons were very much angry upon this Shishupala. But Lord prevented them. Then he cut off his head. So he did Sudarshan Chakra. So, in the presence of all, one ray came from the body of Shishupala and merged in the body of the Lord. So this was astonishing to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Yudhishthira Maharaj asked the question, how come this Shishupala was from the very beginning? He was blaspheming the Lord from the very beginning. But he got Sadhuja Mukti, liberation. But on the other hand, there was another king I have mentioned to you, that is described in the fourth canto, Bena, Bena Maharaj, who by blaspheming the Lord went to hellish planet, hell. So how come this thing happened? So Narada Muni answered this question. Here he says like this, Narada Muni says, that Jatha Bhairana Bandhena, by devotional service, one cannot achieve such intense absorption in thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as one can through enmity toward Him. That is my opinion. Of course, Prabhupada Maharaj has translated it in a soft way, softly, because Narada Muni says, Nishchita Mati. This is my definite opinion, not simply opinion. Nishchita Mati. Of course, Prabhupada Maharaj has given something in purport. So, Narada Muni answered the questions to Yudhishthira Maharaj that Kita Pesha Skruta Ruddha Kudyang Tamnusmaran Sangrabha Vajogena Vindhati Tat Surbhatam Evam Krishne Bhagavati Maya Manuja Ishware Bhairena Kuta Papmanam Tamapuram Chintaya. A grass worm confined in a hole of a wall by a bee always thinks of the bee in fear and enmity, and later becomes a bee simply because of such remembrance. Similarly, the conditioned soul somehow or other think of Krishna who is Satchidananda Vigraha, Ramachandra 5.1, they will become free from their sins, whether thinking of Him as their worshipable Lord or an enemy, because of constantly thinking of Him, they will regain their spiritual bodies. So he says like that. Then he says, Kamat, Dvesat, Bhayat, Snehat, Jatha Bhakte Suramana, Avesya Tadabhang Hitva, Bhava Tadgating Gataha. Many, many persons have attained liberation simply by thinking of Krishna with great attention and giving up sinful activities. This great attention may be due to lusty desires, inimical feelings, fear, affection or devotional service. I shall now explain how one receives Krishna's mercy simply by concentrating one's mind upon Him. So he says in 31 verse, Gopya kama dhyat sanso, dvesha chaya dvayo nukaha, sambandhat krishneha sneha dvayam bhaktya vayam vibho. And King Yudhishthira, the gopis by their lusty desires, Kansa by fear, Shishupala and other kings by envy, the Jadus by their familial relationship with Krishna, you Pandavas by your great affection for Krishna, and we, the general devotees, by our devotional service, have obtained the mercy of Krishna. So, Katamapi na venasyat, Panchanang Purusang Prati, Tasmat kenapi upayana manah Krishna nivesayat. Somehow or other, one must consider the form of Krishna very seriously. Then by one of the five different processes mentioned above, one can return home back to Godhead. It is like King Bena, however, being unable to think of Krishna's form in any of these five ways, cannot attain salvation. Therefore, one must somehow think of Krishna whether in a friendly way or inimically. Kenapi upayana manah Krishna nivesayat. He said, actually, this Shishupala, he was a gatekeeper in the Vaikuntha Loka, Vaikuntha planet. Asapan kupita evam jubang bhasana charata rajastamo bhyang rahite padamule madudvesha bhapishta masrim joining balishu jatama sutaham. I have described it in third canto, that when four Kumaras went to Vaikuntha Loka, they are in the seventh gate, Jaya Vijaya were there, and they didn't allow for Kumaras to enter inside. That's why they caused him. A similar point is now Narayan saying that. Thus checked by the doorkeepers Jaya and Vijaya, Sanandan and their other great sages very angrily caused them, you two foolish doorkeepers, they said, being agitated by the material qualities of passion and ignorance, you are unfit to live at the shelter of Madhubhisa's lotus feet, which are free from such modes. It would be better for you to go immediately to the material world and take your birth in a family of most sinful asuras. So, in this way, in the Satya Yuga, they were Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. In Tatya Yuga, they were Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Now in this Dwapar Yuga, they are Shishupala and Dantavakra. Dantavakra's first time will be there. Afterwards it will be described in 10th canto. So anyway, so in this way, finally he said, then he gave an example, that this Hiranyakashipu's example. They were the age of Teta, Satya, Satya Yuga, they were Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So, Hiranyakashipu, he was, when Lord came as a boar, boar incarnation, and he killed Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu advised his brother's wife and children and his mother Diti. Very nice things advice about Atma, about soul and difference between soul and body, like that. He said, stated in 238. Then he narrated a story that there was a king in the kingdom of Ushinara, his name was Sujagya. And when he died, his wives were crying. So that Jamaraj or Jamaraj's messenger could not take the body of Sujagya. So Jamaraj came in a disguise, small boy. So he advised these wives of Sujagya, that is described in second chapter, text 38. that aho bayam dhanyatama jadatra tyapta pitrubhyam na vichintayamah abhyakyamana abala brukadivi sarakhita rakkati johi garve. You said that you are so much experienced, still then you are unable to understand the truth or the facts of life. I am a small boy, I understood it. He said that it is wonderful that these elderly women do not have a higher sense of life than we do. Indeed, we are most fortunate, for although we are children and have been left to struggle in material life unprotected by father and mother, and although we are very weak, we have not been vanquished or eaten by ferocious animals. Thus, we have a firm belief that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has given us protection even in the womb of the mother, will protect us everywhere. So he said that idam saridam purusasya mohajam yatha prithak bhautika miyate gruham yatho dakei parthiva tayasai janah kalena jato vikruto vinasyati. In 42 verse. Just as a householder, although different from the identity of his house, thinks his house to be identical with him, so the conditioned soul, due to ignorance, accepts the body to be himself. Although the body is actually different from the soul, his body is obtained through a combination of portion of earth, water and fire. And when the earth, water and fire are transformed in the course of time, the body is vanquished. The soul has nothing to do with this creation and dissolution of the body. In this way, he also gave one very story of a bird, Kulinga and Kulingi. One hunter killed this Kulingi bird. So the Kulinga bird lamented, and he also sacrificed himself to the hunter. In this way, we gave them instruction that you are also going to die. So everyone who has taken birth, he will die. In this way, then Hiranyakashipu solaced the bereaved family, and though the demons, they have so much knowledge, but they don't apply it in their practical life. So he wanted to have more strength so that he can fight with the Lord. So the third chapter, it stated that he went to Mandar Parvata, Mandar Mountain, and there he did tapasya, very austerity, very severe austerity for 100 heavenly years. So his austerity was so severe that the demigods and others were very much afraid. So they approached the Brahma, Lord Brahma, and said that this is the point, that Hiranyakashipu is doing like this austerity. So you just dissuade him from this austerity. So Brahma came to that side. At first he was not able to find out where he is, because he has been doing austerity for so many years, and his body has been eaten by ants. There is ant hill there. So when he put his water from the Kamandalu, so he got his form. So he prayed Brahma very much, like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he prayed. Then Brahma said that, what do you want? Hiranyakashipu said, I want to be immortal. Brahma said, no, it is not possible. I am also not immortal. How can I make you immortal? Then Hiranyakashipu said, okay. Just in the third chapter, 35, he thought, I will cheat Brahma. I will take so much boons that it is almost like immortality. So he said, okay, my lord, if you are not going to give me immortality, then at least I pray you that, oh my lord, oh best of the givers of benediction, if you will kindly grant me The benediction I desire, please let me not meet death from any of the living entities created by you. Mm. I stated this verse. Jadi dasyasi abhimatan varan me varadottama bhutebhyo tad vishishtabhyo mrutur ma bhun mama prabhu. Nantar vahi divanapta anyasma dapita vidahi na bhumu nambare mrutur na narir na mrgirapi. That is his verse. Grant me that I not die within any residence or outside any residence during the daytime or at night, nor on the ground or in the sky. Grant me that my death not be brought by any being other than those created by you, nor by any weapon, nor by any human being or animal. Then he said that Vyasubhi, Vyasumadvibha, Sura Sura Mauragai, Apratitandutan, Jude Ekapatya Chadhik Dehina. Grant me that I not meet death from any entity, living or non-living. Grant me further that I not be killed by any demigod or demon, or by any great snake from the lower planets. Since no one can kill you in the battlefield, you have no competitor. Therefore, grant me the benediction that I too may have no rival. Give me sole lordship over all the living entities and presiding deities. And give me all the glories obtained by that position. Furthermore, give me all the mystic powers attained by long austerities and the practice of yoga, for this cannot be lost at any time. So Brahma granted all these boons. So Hiranyakashipu thought, okay, I have cheated in Brahma. Then I am immortal. How can I die? I blocked all the doors of death. Death cannot meet me. Similarly, so he started doing all sorts of nonsense. So many terrorism he started doing. He just wanted to, as we have heard, demons, they just do the opposite things. Similarly, he started doing the opposite things. Bhagavad Gita, he said, Uddham Gacchanti Sattvastha, Madhyam Tishtandri Rasa, Jagannya Gunam Bhutishtha, Adho Gacchanti Tamasa. So he reversed that verse. Adham Gacchanti Bhutishtha, Sattvastha, something like that. So these demigods, they were, even it is said that except Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesha, all the demigods were serving this Hiranyakashipu. And Narada Muni says to Yudhishthira Maharaj, Maharaj, I was also praising this person. I have to praise this person. Hiranyakashipu also. All were under his subjugation. So in this way, the demigods, they prayed the Lord. Then the Lord said, stated in the 4th chapter, that 27 verse, यदा देवेषु वेदेषु गोषु विप्रेषु साधुषु धर्मे मयि च विद्वस सभासु विनश्यति. यदा व्हेन ही विल यदा देवेषु ही विल एक्ट अगेंस्ट दिस डेमिगॉड्स वेदेषु act against Veda. Gosu means cows, Vipresu, these Brahmanas, Sadhusu, sentient persons. When one is envious of the demigods who represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of the Vedas which give all knowledge, of the cows, Brahmanas, Vaishnavas and religious principles, and ultimately of me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he and his civilization will be vanquished without delay. So he says that 28 verse, that when Hiranyakashipu teaches the great devotee Prahlad, his own son, who is peaceful and sober and who has no enemy, I shall kill Hiranyakashipu immediately, despite the benedictions of Brahma. It is stated by one Acharya that sarvam aham sahe na madbhakta droho being iti bhava. I can tolerate everything, but I cannot tolerate the offenses to my devotees. So in this way, it is stated that the fifth chapter, it is in the fourth chapter, this Prahlada's qualifications are described in fourth chapter, 37 and 38. Nasta krida nako balo jadavat tan manastaya Krishna graha grihitatma na veda jagadishram jagadidishram idrishim asanas parjatan asnan svayana papriban burban nanusandhanta etani govinda paridambita. That Prahlada's qualities were like that from the very beginning. From the very beginning of his childhood, Prahlada Maharaj was uninterested in childish playthings. Indeed, he gave them up altogether and remained silent and dull, being fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Since his mind was always affected by Krishna consciousness, he could not understand how the world goes on, being fully absorbed in the activities of sense gratification. Prahlada Maharaj was always absorbed in thought of Krishna, thus being always embraced by the Lord, he didn't know how his bodily necessities such as sitting, walking, eating, lying down, drinking and talking were being automatically performed. So in this way, Prahlada Maharaj was such a nice person, boy, but still then Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill that person, the child. So it will be described afterwards. And from fifth chapter onwards. So with this we'll take rest now. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Sri Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jai Sri Gurudeva ki, Ananda Koti Vaishnavanda ki, Dai Gaur Pramanande.